stronger than you know. Let the fire in your heart begin to grow. Loving me is enough. I'm breaking through the dark, shining with my truth and lighting up my heart. Every day I rise, every moment's tough, but loving me is enough. Through the storms and doubts you'll find your way. Voices may try to pull you, but you won't sway. Power in your hands, your story's just begun.
Hey, hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Loving Me is Enough podcast. I'm your girl, Natasha Hedgett, and this is the podcast where we get to talk about real life situations, where we get to deal with our trauma, we get to process it, learn about it, and move through it. So without further ado, we're just going to jump right into it. Today, we're talking about birthdays. The truth about birthdays, is it a survival or is it celebration? So those of you that may not know, your girl celebrated her birthday this month, July 1st to be exact. And you know what? This birthday had me simply reflecting on whether or not am I celebrating or am I just simply surviving? Because what I realized is birthdays is so much more than cake and balloons. For so many people, it's an anniversary of joy. But for others, it's an anniversary of disappointment, abandonment, grief, and unmet expectations. And so this episode, we're going to be honest, we're going to be candid, and we are going to get through it. So what if your birthday doesn't make you smile? What if instead of excitement, it brings you anxiety? What if every year you're reminded of the people that didn't show up for you, the people that forgot about you, the people that hurt you, or even the one that made you feel invisible? And so you're not strange if you feel that way. You're not ungrateful if you feel that way. And you're definitely not alone. So culture tells us that birthdays should be magical. And you know what? We're living in an era where social media is so prevalent. And so social media even tells us that birthdays should be surprise parties, yacht turnips, vacations, flowers, gifts. You know, you walking down in this magical place and doing these magical things and celebrating from sunrise to midnight and just outside turning up. This is what social media tells us that birthdays should be. But that's not everybody's story. That's not how everybody feels about their birthdays. For some of us, birthdays can be reminders. Reminders of childhood, reminders of neglect, reminders that nobody remembered my birthday. Reminders that people only celebrated us when it benefited them. Or maybe it's just a reminder that of the relationship where we gave everything to make somebody else's birthday special, only to receive the bare minimum when ours came around. And you know what? If I'm being transparently honest, that has been my thought for several years. There has been many times where I've made birthday special for other people. And when my birthday came around, it was just another day to them. And that set in with disappointment and resentment. So in full transparency, I never really liked birthdays. And if I'm honest, I don't remember as a child, celebrating birthdays. I don't remember celebrating birthdays in elementary. I don't remember it in middle school. I don't remember it in high school. And of course, part of that is because my birthday is a summer. There's no school. There's no friends. There's really no one to celebrate your birthday with. And so I don't have any positive memories about birthdays. I don't have any positive memories of childhood birthdays. The truth is birthdays have often carried emotional weight for me, beginning in my childhood, and it continued throughout my adulthood and throughout relationships that pretty much reinforced those wounds. So here's the thing. Eventually you stop looking forward to birthdays. And I know it sounds so weird. Like, how do you not look forward to your birthday? Well, when your birthday is filled with so much trauma, when it's filled with so much disappointment, when it's filled with so much resentment, you just tend to stop looking forward to it. You know it's coming. You dread that it's coming. You dread all the false things that people will say. Oh, you know, for your birthday, we're going to do this. Oh, for your birthday, you're going to do that. Oh, for your birthday, we're going to go here. And then the day comes and nothing happened. Dead silence. Sometimes you even stop wanting people to even recognize and realize that it's your birthday because disappointment feels more predictable than hope. Trauma doesn't only affect painful moments. It affects joyful moments too. People who have experienced abandonment during their birthdays, people who have experienced neglect and emotional abuse and rejection, often struggle receiving love. Because when I did get older and I did recognize the significance of celebrating birthdays, it was so hard to transition my mind. So let me go back. I officially started embracing birthdays probably around the inception of Loving Me Is Enough, right? Because if you go back to my earliest seasons, maybe season one, I kind of describe how Loving Me Is Enough came into place. And for those that haven't heard season one, I'll just give you a brief synopsis. Loving Me came into place when I went through this dark period of my life where I wasn't struggling to love myself, but I was struggling to love myself. And so after spending a whole lot of time with God and in the presence of God, Loving Me Is Enough was birthed. So that's round about when I realized, hey, I can celebrate myself. I don't have to wait for anyone to celebrate me. I don't have to continue going through, you know, the traumas of whatever the traumas was at that time. And so that's where it came about. So I started celebrating birthdays probably in my early 30s. And you want to hear something crazy? That's when my son was born. So I kind of guess I can say having my son made me start celebrating birthdays because now I'm a mom. I have to celebrate his birthday. So it made me kind of embrace my own birthday because in order to give him something I didn't have, I had to now become who I wasn't, right? If that makes sense. I have to now become this person that's joyful about birthdays and love birthdays and interested in birthdays in order to not rob him and steal from him the joys and the celebration of birthdays. Now, have I done a good job at it? 50-50. I'm not perfect. You know, every day I'm learning. But I think I did a decent job about it. I remember my first experience of having a really, really good birthday and celebrating, having someone celebrate my birthday was with my good friend, Wendy. I remember we were working together. And my birthday is the beginning of July and her birthday is the end of July. So we will always celebrate the entire month. Like we start out the month celebrating mine and towards the middle of the month, towards the end, we'll start transitioning to celebrating hers. And for the life of me, when her birthday came, it was a whole hoopla. It was like, yeah, pull out the bells, the whistles, this and that. She really engulfed in celebrating her birthday. And I learned how to celebrate my birthday through her. I learned that birthdays was important through her by the way that she celebrated herself and the way she celebrated birthdays and the way she did all the things that she did. That's how I learned it. And she would every year make a big deal about my birthday. I don't care if we went I don't care if we went out to the sports bar. I don't care if we went to the nail salon. I don't care what, it didn't matter what we did. It was just the fact that she made an effort to celebrate my birthday. So you know what? Let me pause for a moment. Shout out to Wendy G because I don't think I've ever told you thank you for that. I don't think I've ever made it an effort to say, hey, you know, because of you, I now celebrate birthdays. Because of you, I now have moments where I can look back and say, that was a good birthday. I think I'm going to call my girl after we record. Yeah. Just thinking about it makes me nostalgic because I realized that, man, there are so many things that celebrating birthdays with her kind of made me understand in its totality that you got to stop measuring your worth by who shows up and who didn't. You know, it's a lesson that took me years to learn. You know, I had to learn how to stop celebrating who celebrated me. I had to learn to forget who didn't celebrate me, who didn't call, who didn't text, who didn't stop by, who didn't buy gifts. And not that my worth was determined by any of those things, but it definitely did play a major role. But I had to learn that none of those things determine your value. People's capacity to love me isn't the measurement of my worth. sometimes, and just sometimes, people fail you because they lack emotional awareness themselves. Sometimes people don't know what they don't know, and people are not emotionally invested and connected as you will like or think that they should be. And then there are times where people are just selfish. People are overwhelmed. People are caught up in their own world. And simply, they don't know what they don't know. But none of those explanations define your identity. None of those explanations was a reason for me to feel the way that I feel. And again, I can't pinpoint why and when I started feeling the way that I felt. I can't pinpoint why was it such a major issue or not an issue. I don't know. I really wish I had the answer as to why. And maybe I should ask my mom. I really wish I had the answer as to why birthdays was just so not it for me. But over the years, after learning how to celebrate my birthday through Wendy, I learned that I needed to heal. Now, here's the crazy part. I don't even know what I was being healed from. I don't know what I was healing from. I don't know. I didn't know the healing process. I didn't know. But I just know there needed to be some form of healing to take place. And healing didn't mean that I was going to just instantaneously wake up one morning and voila, I love birthdays. Healing, I knew, was going to take time because it wasn't the first time that I've had to heal from something. And if we're honest, all of us have something that we're healing from. All of us have something that we're healing through. All of us have something that we actually need to heal from and heal through currently. And so I knew it was going to take time. I knew it was going to be a process. I knew it was going to be hard. I knew it was going to be painful. I knew I was going to have setbacks. I knew I was going to quit along the way, and I did. I just know it was going to be a lot of things. But I also knew I had to choose peace over pressure. And so what that simply means was my healing looked like this. Leading up to my birthday, I would remind myself to release people from unrealistic expectations, right? And then I also had to remind myself that it was not anybody else's job to celebrate my birthday, but that was an inside job. A lot of times we think it's an outside job. We think it's up to the people around us to celebrate our birthdays or make us feel special or this and that and the third, when in fact it really isn't. That's your job. It's your birthday. Why are you putting this in somebody else's hand? It's what I had to ask myself. Why is it somebody else's problem or somebody else's priority to celebrate your birthday? Isn't it your birthday, Natasha? Makes sense, right? So in theory and logic, it does make sense, but emotionally, it did not make sense because emotionally, it tells you, you should value me enough in your life that you would want to celebrate me. And that's far from the truth. That's not their job. It's your job. The first process in my healing, I had to understand that it was nobody else's job to celebrate me other than me. That was my job. It is your birthday. It is your day. And it's now what I call a national holiday. I don't care where I am, who I'm with, what I'm doing. July 1st for me is a national holiday. I don't work for anyone. I don't do anything I don't want to do because it's my day and I get to choose how I celebrate my day. So I no longer make celebration an external job for somebody else. I no longer make it anyone else's priority. I now make it a priority of my own to where now, girl, it's on you. How are you going to celebrate you? How are you going to celebrate that you made it through the last 365 days? How are you going to celebrate that you've came through some stuff, been through some stuff, but girl, you are still here. And that was the first step in my healing. Even if it meant turning off my phone, buying myself flowers, which I do every 2 weeks, taking myself to lunch, which I am a fan of, writing myself a letter, whatever it took, I had to realize, Natasha, this is your job. This is your responsibility. I realized that I had to be my own rescue, in the words of Lisa Nichols. No one was going to come and rescue my birthdays. I mean, thank God for my friend Wendy that jump-started it, but it really wasn't her job. She didn't have to take on that task. And I don't even think she knew she was taking on that task. I just thought in my mind, she's being a good friend, which she is. And I thank her for that, but it really wasn't her job. So I had to realize, instead of waiting for people, wait on you. Bet on you. Do it for you. What do you want from this birthday? What do you expect from you on this birthday? So at times that meant taking trips. It meant staycations. It meant going to the mall and maybe just retail therapy myself. It meant quiet, solid moments of meditation. It meant doing something that I've never done before. So that was the challenge for myself. So every birthday I try to do something that I've never done before, or every birthday I try to do something that challenges who I am as a person. And there have been birthdays I've stepped out of the box and did some things that was fearful in the beginning. And I said I will never do, and ended up doing it. And that became the way I started to heal. That became the way I started to love and appreciate my birthdays. I also started realizing that, you know what? Thanking God for another year instead of waiting on people was the best thing that I can ever do. I started thanking God for what I did have, who was a part of my life, who celebrated me, and stopped focusing on the people that didn't show up and the people that didn't celebrate me, or the relationships that, you know, didn't bring joy on my birthday. I stopped looking at those things and started focusing on the fact that you can do this on your own. You can heal through this. And whatever caused the trauma initially, although you don't know what it is, it's okay. You know where you are now. And because you know where you are now, you can move forward. You don't have to stay stuck in this nostalgia of, you know, or the trauma of woe is me. You don't have to stay stuck on this one didn't show up. You didn't have to be stuck on, oh, they didn't show up. They didn't post. They didn't celebrate. They didn't like. They didn't text. They didn't. You don't have to stay stuck in that. You have to make up your mind, Natasha, that you're going to heal through this. And that's what I did. Healing is realizing that celebration doesn't require an audience. It doesn't require anyone else to show up for you. It just requires an audience of one. And that one is you. Healing requires you to understand that this is where I am and this is where I want to be. This is where I used to be, but I'm no longer comfortable here. Birthdays aren't about performance. So many of us are secretly performing on birthdays. OMG. There was this one birthday, total performance. There was this one birthday I recall. How do I say this without giving too many details? I know I said transparency, but I still have to protect the identity of others. There was this one birthday where I was really looking forward to it with this particular individual, this particular group rather. And when the birthday came, you know, we had all this stuff and it just felt like everything was going to go everything was going to go my way. Everything was going to work out. So I kind of got into my mind, oh, this is the one. This is the birthday. This is, you know, this is it. And the performance failed. The person or persons did not show up. What I wanted to happen didn't happen. And it's almost like they never remembered. So when we put so much focus on the performance, when we put so much emphasis on the posting, the likes, the text, when we put so much focus on all those things that creates quote unquote performances, it leads to disappointment. It leads us to wonder why someone maybe viewed your story and didn't wish you a happy birthday. Maybe why someone didn't like your post. Maybe why someone knew it was your birthday but still didn't. We got to get rid of all that stuff. Performing on your birthday. I have known people. I think sometimes people forget that there are some of us that know them in real life and not just on social media. I have known people post on their birthday or celebrate their birthday on social media, and it's completely different from what happened in real life. Like, they post the flowers, the candy, the this, the that, and you're looking like, none of that never happened. And I didn't want to get caught up into that. So I realized that, you know what? I don't want to perform in my birthday. I just wanted to be authentically what it is. If you showed up, thank you. If you didn't, thank you anyway. I didn't want to hold grudges. I didn't want to be mad at anybody. I just wanted to be in a place where it is what it is. I also believe birthdays is a spiritual opportunity to reflect on purpose, not just your age. And let's just be clear. I am one of those people that have no problem with divulging my age. This birthday, I turned 48, and I am super proud of it because, hey, at the end of the day, I look pretty damn good for 48. So yeah, birthdays are not, it's an opportunity spiritually to reflect on your purpose, not just age, but reflect on how far you've come spiritually or how far you've come in life. Birthdays also remind me of a scripture that one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is Psalms 139 that tells me that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. It forces me to reflect on all the things that are and let go of the things that are not. It reminds me that, you know what, despite this, that, and the third, you are fearful, you're wonderfully made, and there is a plan for your life. So there is a spiritual aspect to everything in our lives. There's a spiritual aspect to everything that we do, everything that we are. There's a spiritual aspect, because here's the thing, God knew you. If nobody else shows up for you, guess what happened on your birthday? God did. He showed up by waking you up. He showed up by giving you strength. He showed up by allowing you to see another birthday. And what's that not to be celebrated? Before anyone celebrated you, God knew. Before anyone forgot your birthday, God knew the exact day that you would enter the earth. And that was your day. Your life was never dependent on human validation. And I think so many times, if I'm not mistaken, I did an episode a while back about waiting for validation. So many of us are waiting for others, self-included at the time, because I can't care less about validation now. So many of us are waiting for someone to validate who we are, where we are, what we're doing, what we're saying, what we have going on, forgetting that you've already been validated by the Creator. So birthdays always has a way to kind of help you reset, refocus on the things that matters the most, refocus on what you have going on, and to dispel all the myths that you needed someone else to celebrate you. You don't need anyone to celebrate you when the Creator himself has already began to celebrate you. You woke up that day, so that's the greatest celebration that one can ever have. So guess what? I'm getting ready to wrap up this episode. I thought this was going to be one episode where I didn't have such reflective moments. This episode was healing for me, because it helped me to refocus and to recalibrate of where I am, how far I've come, the lessons I've learned. It helped me to realize in this episode, because remember I told you we were going to be candid and transparent. This episode helped me to realize that there's still some healing in some areas that need to be done. Because if I'm honest, this birthday did trigger some things as well. It did trigger some past feelings. And it did trigger some past emotions. But the difference between now and then is I recognized it and I was able to work through it and not allow it to affect me. See, that's what growth is. Growth is knowing that every day is not going to be perfect. But the days that are not perfect and the days that you have your triggers and the days that things seem so off, you recognize it and you don't allow it to overtake or overshadow you. But you do. You pivot. Pivoting is important in life, period. So this birthday, yes, although I did have some of my triggers and leading up to my birthday. And so here's the trick of the enemy. I just wanted to say this real quick and then we can move on. The trick of the enemy is I'm not going to mess with you on your birthday, but days leading up to your birthday, oh yeah, I'm going to come in hot. And that's what he tried to do. That's what the enemy tried to do. So days leading up to this particular birthday, I just started feeling real, ugh. And it didn't click initially, right? I just started feeling the ick. I just started feeling like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go here. I just started feeling it. And I didn't quite put my finger on it initially. But as it got closer to my birthday, I realized, oh, crap. My birthday is in such and such days. And this is why I'm feeling this way. And I immediately pivoted. I started strategically and intentionally doing things that would shift me from that woe is me, nobody celebrates me, nobody, whatever your woe is me is. And I said, no, that's not how you're going to handle this time. You're not going to allow that to get the best of you. And so once I recognized what was happening, I pivoted and I was able to make it through. And I'll just tell you guys this, I had an amazing birthday. everything I did leading up after I realized what it was, everything I did from that moment up until this present day, was things that I planned for me. And I didn't care who showed up. I didn't care about the text. I didn't care about the post. I didn't care about the likes. I didn't care about anything on that day other than me. I was the most important thing to me. I didn't care what needed to be done. I didn't care in that moment who needed me, who wanted. I did not care. As a matter of fact, it's a national holiday. It's like y'all 4th of July that y'all celebrate. July 1st is a national holiday for me. I don't work. I don't do anything that I don't want to do because that day is set aside for me to be me. Whatever it is, your birthday, whenever your birthday is, celebrate you. I want to leave us with a challenge before I close out this episode. If you haven't already celebrated your birthday, because we're already in July, this year, don't ask yourself who celebrated me. Instead, ask yourself, how did I honor the life God entrusted to me? Ask yourself, did I rest? Did I laugh? Did I forgive? Did I reflect? Did I thank God? Did I give myself permission to enjoy being alive? And even for those of you that have already celebrated your birthday, ask yourself those questions. Did I do these things for myself? Notice I didn't say did anyone else. I said, did I? Did I rest? Did I laugh? Did I forgive? Did I reflect? Did I thank God? Did I give myself permission to be alive? Those answers matter far more better than any birthday message you can receive. What did you do for yourself? How did you celebrate you? That is the challenge. And if you didn't, your birthday is already passed and you didn't celebrate you, I'm going to give you permission to have a day of a do-over. Do it over again. I mean, technically, every day you wake up is a birthday. So why not give yourself a do-over? If your birthday was between January and July 1st, give yourself a do-over if you didn't celebrate you. Pick a day, any day, pick a weekend, any weekend, and just celebrate you. Celebrate your birthday. Do something for you if you didn't do that on your birthday. So if birthdays has been painful for you, I hope this conversation reminded you that your feelings are valid, but they don't have to define your future. You are more than the disappointments you've experienced, more than the people who forgot, more than the relationship that made you question your worth. Your birthday isn't simply the anniversary of your birth. It's evidence that your story is still being written. And while every chapter hasn't been beautiful, the author hasn't finished writing yet. And if this episode spoke to you, share it with somebody who you know is quietly struggling around their birthday. Sometimes the strongest people carry the deepest disappointments in silence. Let's remind each other that healing is possible, hope is real, and every new year of life is an opportunity to become who God has created you to be. If this episode strikes a balance between vulnerability and hope, I hope it acknowledges that birthdays can reopen old wounds without suggesting the pain is the final word. Instead, it invites listeners to redefine what birthday means to you. What does it mean to you? How are you measuring yourself and whose measuring stick you're using? So with that being said, enjoy, celebrate your birthday, smile, because it is your day of celebration. Until next time, loving you is enough. Your story's just begun. Believe